wenn sie dann Ende der Tür drin ist.
Ja. Okay, so now we're going to talk about satana when it comes to eating foods. There's a whole sermon in Siman Kif Tazayin, and you're there, that talks about all the different types of satana. We're not going to go through all of them, but one or two of them we'll try and get through tonight. Some called Tel 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so said in the Gemara Pesachim I involve, Tana of Kahana Breda of Chinna Saba, Sona cooks bread with meat, not allowed to eat it with cheese. Yeah? That's a different halacha which we're not going into. And it says, and he brings a type of fish, the eat from a Hadi Bisra, the cooked fish with meat in the oven. And Robert said, you know, what if it's cooked together, meat and fish in the oven, you're not allowed to eat it. Our bad. Why? Mishum de kashya de reisha de dobachet. It's bringing illness. So we see clear Gemara, was not allowed to cook meat and fish together due to sakana of becoming unwell. And the Torah brings out, when the Torah brings down halacha, he adds that some people are machmir to have a separate pots for fish and meat. But as a halacha, most of us don't have separate pots, because when it comes to bleus, the only issue is when you cook them together. Once it's going through kalim, then we're not machmir on meat and fish. So the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to eat meat and fish together. Meat consists of chicken, meat to make a difference what it is. Not only meat, not only beef, it's also chicken. It's also in the Issa. The Pnei Kosher Taras. And there are more added than only cooking or eating. You're not even allowed to barbecue them in the same oven at the same time, because the steam or the Reicha and Abu will also cause issues. So we see that you have to keep them far away, although there is, if you have meat and fish in separate containers in the oven, then there is leeway. Open. There is leeway, but I'm not going into it because I'd rather people ask their local Orthodox rabbi rather than me giving out the heterion. Now, let's say you have fish falls into meat or vice versa. Do we say the normal klalim of bittul, and normal case of bottle b'shishim or bottle b'roiv, do you have the same thing when it comes to meat and fish? Why am I asking? Because we have a klal in Gemara, a chamira, sakanta miyasura, which means when it comes to sakana things, we're more worried about them than the issa. So the issa we may say bottle b'roiv or bottle b'shishim. When it comes to sakana, am I going to rely on Yisrael Klalim in order to come on to Bittul? Yes and no. Although there are Machmirim, but I saw recently in the Sefer bringing down 59 Ma'amakomas, each one, and with the Loshna of the Sefer, that all the emeralds make us. So therefore, when it comes to Bittul, if Chas V'Shalom, or the story that they all say did happen or didn't happen, when a guy took out of the freezer his kishka to put in his cholent, when you opened it Shabbos morning, you opened the sofa and there was really gefilte fish. Yeah? So, do you say bittul? Do you not say bittul? So, in that case, you'll never have shishim in a cholent pot against a gefilte fish falls. But in the case where you would have bittul, then we do rely on bittul when it comes.
It's cholent thing, therefore?
Then it's all out.
All out?
Yeah.
What's all out, to be honest?
Sorry? You have to put it in the bin.
I was just in that ground with different arguments.
Sorry?
It's got the same, it's got 59 arguments at Musa.
Yeah.
It's all 59 principles, all causes
of something. No, all different Mamakamas, all the handicaps, everyone, all the way through the history.
I mean, if the child was cooking, but the when it was cooked, you put the kishka in on top. It was cooked.
Yeah.
Separately. When you put the fish on top, that was dead.
Yeah, but it's cooked the next 12 hours together.
Yeah.
They're both.
Yeah.
That's also awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if you have heat.
Do you
know if you're cooked already? No, if you have a heat, once you get to the point, you have meat and fish together, it's out. No.
Not at all. And the gentiles or not?
No one. Out of bounds. So we said before about having separate pots that we're not mucking on pots. You're allowed to cook fish in a flashing pot and vice versa, meat in a fish pot. If it's as long as it's clean, it's fine. Now we all know when it comes to having milk and meat on the table at the same time, what do you have to do? You have to have a hecker. Yeah, you have to have in order. We don't personally eat the milk, eat the meat, and the meat eat the milk. Therefore, we have some sort of hecker on the table to know that we're eating separately. It could be a placemat, it could be something which is not normal. When it comes to fish and meat, and which the classic example is Shabbos morning, when you're serving salmon or filled the fish on the table, at the same time, you have liver on the table or cold cuts. So you're having all on the same table. So what you have to be very careful about is not to put them on the same plate. But even once you finish your fish, you can't put liver or cold cuts on the same plate, because then you'll have sakana. But you don't have to have a heck on the table. Why not? Because by Bosa Bechola, which is Issa, we're scared people might forget. But because this is Issa Kona, no one wants to put their lives at risk. And therefore, we're not scared, or the Chazal weren't scared, that people will start mixing things. Therefore, we don't have to have a hecker in the middle. Now, if one ate fish or meat, right, and they want to eat the other one, then Mechaber says you have to wash your hands and wash your mouth out. So why do I have to wash my hands? If I eat with my hand, my fingers, then I have to wash my hands. But the Pesach Yeshiva says if I eat with a fork and I make sure that I haven't got any grease on my hands, then I don't need to wash my hands. By washing your mouth, then you're always going to have to wash your mouth out. So you have to have a drink, and you should also eat something in order that if you have anything stuck between your teeth, when you eat a piece of challah or a cracker or whatever it is, that will also clean your teeth. Well, interestingly enough, Tosfos, Mefurash Tosfos in Moed Katan says that once you have fish, you should not have a drink of water afterwards in between fish and meat. The Loshon Tosfos is Ve'ein Toiv Lishtos Mayim La'achadogim. Why? No idea. Tosfos says that if you want to wash your mouth out from fish to meat, it shouldn't be done with plain water. That's fish and meat, yes, fish and meat, everyone knows, out of balance. What about milk and fish? Milk and fish you have?
Milk.
Cheese, yeah. Lox, yeah?
Pizza with tuna, yeah.
You do have?
Yeah, and lox, yeah, cheese and salmon.
So the Torah says, yeah, the Torah is one of the first in our guidance in Halacha, says that you can eat meat, fish, grasshoppers, both of them, dogim and chagobim, you can eat with milk. You can. Come along to Bais Yosef, yeah, Marana Machaba. On the side, he's got a pirish on the tour. He always brings the Maramachomas where the tour got it from. And he says, at the end of the paragraph, he adds in, Mikamokam, Ein lechel dogim b'cholov, not allowed to eat fish and milk, Mipnei hasakana, yeah. It's on the Torah that says that you're not allowed, that you are allowed to. He says, "Mikamokim yishodan," and he says, "Kemoishin is by," like we see in Arachayim, Siman Kif Ayin Gimel. Now, if you look in Siman Kif Ayin Gimel, what does it say there? It says you're not allowed to have fish and meat together. It doesn't say cholok. It doesn't say fish and milk. So on the side of the page, Dr. Moshe's got also the Ramal's got a pirish on the Bais Yosef. He said, "What do you mean? No such thing. You look there." It says fish and meat, it doesn't say fish and milk. And therefore it's tall sofa. It's a mistake. When the Mishnah says dogim and cholov, it means dogim and basar. And that's what it says, like we see in that simon over there. But it's a print, it's an error. And it's not only the Ramah, all the Mepharshim, the Shach, the Taz all say that it was an error, it's a tall sofa. But as Fadi, we never say that Moran Bet Yosef made a mistake. And therefore, as far as until today, they won't have cheese and fish or milk and fish together because Moran. That's right. So when I was in Mir, then I went to buy, used to buy every morning, you know, chavita, an omelette. So I used to have to put tuna in and cheese in. So at the beginning he told me, no, asuli, I'm not allowed to. because the Hechsher wants to cater for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, so they told him that once I got friendly with him, then I got my...
Is he allowed to put it together?
Sorry?
Is he allowed to put it together to not eat it?
He was told officially he wasn't allowed to cook it together.
Is he allowed to make it? Sfaradim allowed to make it for you to eat?
No, because if you hold it Sakrona, then it goes into the pot. Yes, it's the maskana. Yeah, like you're saying, you can have a smoked salmon a lot. If you're Ashkenazi, you can have whatever you want. But if you're Sephardi, then because they're all very into the lineage, and they normally can say that the Moran Bet Yosef made a mistake, and therefore until today, they don't have milk and fish together.
Ashkenazi?
No, forget, because the Torah brings it down that who is the biggest Sephardi doctor? The Rambam. Yeah? So the Lashon of the Pesach Shubha is that name on the line, Aleinu, a Rambam, God El Harofim, which is the biggest doctor, that if he didn't bring it down, obviously there's no such sakana. Now, quickly, we have 9 minutes left, so we're going to run through having garlic and onions and peeled eggs, which we all heard about. We really have a few extra traditions we haven't heard about. So the Gemara in Nida says, Orav Shem Ben Chai, five things that if you do them, Mischai Benafshe, which means that you're putting yourself into grave danger. Rashi says that you're going to get punished, Mechoivas Domoy, and your blood will be asked, Nidus Menu L'Achamis Asal, ask you why you put your life in danger. And what are they? Ha'oichel shum kalof, if you eat peeled garlic, or bots of kalof, peeled onions, baits of kalofa, peeled eggs, and the rest we're not going to go into now. Now what does it mean, peeled garlic? So the Gemara says, afagav the manchi basilta, even though you put them into a container, you peel them, put them into the container, carries on the Gemara, or matsari v'chasim, seal the bag closed, so nothing can get in. It's still considered open garlic, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it if it was left open. Ruach ro, shor olam, even if it's sealed, it's garden of ruach ro. But it says the Gemara, "V'loy omron ela deloy shayeh bohen ikron," which means, says Rashi, they didn't leave any of the peel on it. Whoever's cut garlic open before, and the more of the squarey side where it's attached to the bottom. It's always like you cut it off. You would cut both sides off normally. So that if you leave any peel on, even a drop, millimeter peel, or the bottom on, then it's not considered raw cross, not considered peeled. And likewise, as we'll see in a minute, by onion, everything, or even an egg, you can peel 99.9% of the egg. If you leave 0.1% of the shell on the egg, you've saved the day. It has to be 100% peeled. Now, what's with green onion, not green onion, it's called?
Spring onion.
Spring onion, yeah. Spring onion, the Revolza and the Chaznish both hold that a spring onion hasn't got a din of onion, and therefore, even if you peel it the night before, you put it into your salad, then it's fine.
The bottom part is more like an onion.
Yeah, but it's not the onion, it's not the onion that Chazal asked. And therefore, it's not in the parsha at all. You can leave it, you can cut it, you peel it. It's not considered raw. Now, the big question is that we all have when you're at home, when your wife cuts up a salad or she makes her egg and onion before Shabbos and she wants to put in a salad, garlic. What's called? How can we get around it? So there's a Ben Ishchai. Now, the Kafar Chaim says, this is Loshen. That the reason why v'hal de'ein olam is horim b'zeh, the reason why we're not so machmeh when it comes to leaving these things open, is number one, the kama pa'amim on the oisin zalata, which is salad, sheli rokas, oishal kishuin, which is courgettes, the koishin shum, manichaba, crushed garlic, yeah, we leave it in the salad. V'oiva len alayla, we leave overnight, so we're all going to say, what do you mean? How can you leave crushed garlic overnight? When you pickle something, a lot of times you have garlic, which is 100% peeled, They're putting a stranger into water. There's nothing happening there. And he says, less lumber. So he says, why? So it's a two of them, Benish Chayim and Kafu Chayim, and they both say that the Issa, when the Gemara talks about that, it's all also to eat, something left overnight, is only when it's by itself. When I put it into water and nothing's changed, it's also considered, when a bag by itself, it's still garlic. But once I put it into a salad, and I mix it into the salad, it's not considered crushed. You wouldn't say there's crushed garlic there. It's considered salad. Yeah? And therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, whenever I take these things and make it into something else, then the ruach roh is gone. So therefore, if one's wife was to make, or someone was to make a salad, and put garlic in, onions, mix it all together, even if I haven't got liquid flowing all over the show, it's now considered a salad. And Ben Ish Chai and Kafah Chaim both say that once it's a salad, it's not considered a ruach roh anymore. And therefore, when it comes to making egg, on Erev Shabbos, yeah, your wife wants to mash the egg for Shabbos day, she grates it before Shabbos, because on Shabbos you have an issue of tofen, so she does it before Shabbos, then you're going to have grated egg without any having to save yourself. So there are hakshirim that there are machmir, yeah, you have to have, we'll get there one second. So the way, the Fidei Ben Ish Chai and Kafah Chaim, the way out is to add some ingredients. Doesn't have to be a whole huge spoon. It has to be something that's not considered plain egg anymore.
But
it's
salt.
Yeah? We have salt, we have oil. There's no shit. You don't have to say, yeah, it has to be two spoonsful. There has to be enough, but this is not considered plain egg anymore. You made it into an egg salad. Have made it into an egg salad by adding in something into it that's not considered raw. Now, I don't know if people buy, but for people that have bakeries and things, they buy ready cracked eggs. Buy a bottle of the yellows or the yolks, if I already made. So why is that not an issue with the eggs overnight? Yeah, it's in the bottle, very nice, but at the end of the day, it's plain egg. So there are some hefshir on machmir on 2% in potassia. In order to have a hefshir with on these eggs, they have to add 2% extra ingredients. They put it down to shiurim because they have to, when it comes to hefshirim, you can't just let everyone do what they want. So they gave 2%. But at home, you make your salad, you can just put enough just to call it an egg salad or even a fruit salad or a vegetable salad, and that's fine. Sure.